Hello, it is, I've actually forgotten what kind of day it is now. It's Wednesday, the 17th of September. So, I'm still trying to get used to this whole school business and having time to do an audioboo. There's lots been going on and lots of things that I need doing. Today and yesterday, I've been sorting out the cupboard under our stairs and all our toys that are in our living room. We've just been fed up of feeling like our living room's just constantly filled with toys. And I just thought, right, that's it. We've got two kids. Surely they don't need this many toys. And today I got myself a big bag and went through the toys and put any toys that I know that they haven't played with or for ages or I know that they don't care about and put them in the bag. And I'll probably just send them off to a charity or something or stick them on free psych or something, God knows. One or the other will do. As long as they go somewhere of use, I don't really mind. I'm just fed up of having so many toys around this house. I've only really sorted the stuff that's kind of on, like, the floor constantly and things like that. We've got boxes that are all kind of tidy, but I might go through those as well at some point. I sorted out the understairs because I had an Ocado delivery, which I mostly bought long-lasting sort of stuff, so tin stuff, crisps, biscuits that I've got quite a fair bit of life, kind of bulk bought as well of a few things that I know we get through quite quickly, so lots and lots of cereal. But we don't normally have like a decent storage. So I decided, well, we've got this understairs cupboard, why don't we use it properly rather than just literally a junk room? Quite often what's happened was since we moved in, we kind of just sort of went, oh, we've got nowhere to put this thing at the minute, but it could be useful when we sort out the house, and just literally just flung it in. And it's kind of gone on and on and for the last year or so now. And I was like, oh, this really needs sorting out. So that's what I mostly spent yesterday doing, and part of today as well. I need to finish it off. So I've been able to sort it out, and I got a few cardboard boxes, and I've been using those to store the food in. And I can tell what all the crisps are, where all the biscuits are, where all the tin stuff is, and everything. So I can easily reach it and stuff. The only thing I need to do is try and figure out how I can put other stuff in there. So like the vacuum cleaner normally lives in there. Try and put it in there that is reasonably easy access, but also not gonna be in the way if I need to go and get some tinned food or whatever. At the minute, it's kind of like temporary because I would like to put up like some shelves, one or two shelves in there, just so I can literally put like tin stuff or glasses or something in there to sort of store stuff that we can just, you know, go in and grab it quite easily without having to literally walk in. Ours is kind of odd. Most understairs cupboards that I do know, they tend to have the door on the side of the stairs, if that makes sense. Ours is at the back of our stairs in our kitchen. Which is kind of annoying because it means that there's an area in our kitchen that we can never use because we have to leave it open to wide enough that a door can open. It's a bit annoying. But and also it feels kind of weird because I have to actually like walk all the way through to get some stuff. So it just kind of feels a bit odd and different to saying having the door on the side. But I guess it works, I don't know. I also need to put a light in there at some point. Every time I go in there, I have to put the... Because anyone who owns an iPhone will know that if you've got like a button for torch mode, basically, is what I would call it. I don't know if it's got a proper name. Which makes the flash on the back of the iPhone be constantly on, and you can use it as a torch, basically. So I tend to, whenever I need to go in there, use that because nothing else is, it's pitch black in there. Even with the light on in the kitchen, it's pitch black in there. So we need to put like a little, some kind of LED, like, or turn on kind of push button lights or something. Just to give a little bit of light would do, just temporarily at least, until we can sort something out. So yeah, that's pretty much my week so far. We're testing out a pushchair for Mamas and Papas right now. It's called the Armadillo City. The difference between the Armadillo and the Armadillo City, it seems to be, it's slightly more compact. So it's meant to take up less space and be really good for taking on to public transport. And also it's supposed to be quite good for, you know, city families and urban families. So it takes up, like I said, takes up less space and everything. So far, so good. Where we live, we have very bumpy pavements, which I have done some Instagram videos, so do check those out. And with pretty much most of my pushchairs that I have actually owned, they've not coped. And quite often I've ended up finding the pushchair getting stuck in tip. I've tripped over, my son's tripped over. In fact, last time I tripped over, I actually hurt my foot. Didn't end up seeing the doctor, but it really hurt. But thankfully by the morning I was okay. So I'm quite impressed there. It also comes with like a buggy tug type thing. So I feel quite safe with that on. I've also found it very easy to push and also turn with just one hand. Something I find that I can do quite easily with the Explorer. So that's quite a good thing. And the wheels are very small compared to, say, the Explorer, for example, which is what I currently use. So it's a bit odd that to me, but I usually don't really like small wheels, but these ones, they're actually quite good, I must admit. The Armadillo City is meant to kind of be a better version of all these lightweight strollers that you can buy in various ways, which I will write up on my blog post when I review this. So far, it's quite good. One thing I do have an issue with, I have yet to find any way, and from reading the manual I can't see any way, of changing the height in any way or doing anything with the handlebar. Now, my McLaren Techno XT did have, you know, a slight setting where I could put it up slightly. It wasn't much, say, comparing to Explorer, of course, but it's not meant to be compared with the Explorer. I was able to put the Techno XT handles up ever so slightly. The McLaren Volo, which I think is more similar to this, however, that doesn't have that kind of handlebar thing. But I always feel that the bar isn't so low down, or the handle, should I say, on the Volo. I need to get my Volo out actually, and I'll do a proper like video against those two, and to get more of a feel, because like I said, I haven't used my Volo in a very long time. And probably after I send this back, because I've only got this for 3 weeks, I'm actually probably going to use my Volo more for the quick runs to school, because I really am, as much as I do absolutely love my Explorer, but to do that, it's like less than 2 minutes here and back to drop my son off at school, to get the Explorer out and all this, that, and it takes twice as long as it should, and then getting it back, it's like, why did I bloody bother? And if I could, I would use my sling or something, but I just can't. So I think I'll use a lightweight stroller again after this, for short things anyway. But yeah, it's been fun really this week, so do keep in touch on Twitter and check out what I'm doing, and also you can check out my Instagram to see fun things with this pushchair. I'll post lots of pictures and stuff before I do the review. Thanks for listening. Bye.